to receive the word? Are we excited for the word? Amen. So this afternoon, we are going to continue with our series, which is entitled Behavior. And this is part two. And our subtitle is entitled Like-Minded in Christ. Sabihin po natin lahat, like-minded in Christ. And okay. So again, behavior, we understood last week, is very important. It does matter. Yun po ang sinagot natin last week. Does behavior matter? And nakita po natin, it does. Amen? Nagmamatter po talaga ang behavior, no? And huwag kayong magugulat, we are under grace. Yes, we're not under the law, but behavior still matters, no? Alam po natin at nilinaw po natin that behavior, yung conduct natin o pag-uugali, hindi po ito ang basihan ng ating pagkakaligtas, kundi biyaya lamang po ng Diyos, no? Ang basihan, no? It is all because of the grace of God that we are saved today, no? Received by faith. Pero yung behavior po natin is important. Why? Because this is what people see. Hindi naman nila nakikita ang ating faith, di ba? Hindi rin po sila ang maaaring nakakapasok dito sa ating church, no? But they see our behavior. Nakikita nila yung pag-uugali natin and they get a sample, no? A sample of what we believe in. A sample of our faith. So, napaka-importante po ng ating behavior. We also learned that the same grace that brought us salvation, all right, is the same grace that teaches us to be sober, godly, and righteous, no? To live soberly, righteously, and godly, no? So, ang grace din po ang nagtuturo na ayusin natin ang ating buhay, no? And we are to deny ungodliness, yung mga bagay na yung mga worldly lust. So, grace din po ang nagtuturo niyan. So, actually, grace produces the good behavior in our lives. Grace produces the good works in our lives. So, hindi po yan magkakontra. Aliada po yan, magkaalyada po, no? So, that's good to know. And again, people, whether believer or unbeliever, sila po ay affected, right? Affected po ng ating mga behavior, no? So, they can be attracted kung nakita nila yung kagandahang loob ng Diyos sa inyo, kung nakikita nila ang biyaya ng Diyos sa inyo, alright? Pero pwede rin sila ma-distract sa ating behavior, no? Kung nakikita yung kagaspangan, yun ang ine-express natin sa buhay, yung ating yung pagwalang respeto, wala tayong respeto sa kapwa-tao. Pag nakikita po nila yan, pwede silang ma-distract, no? That's why we learn that our conduct, our behavior is so important. That's why Paul said, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Okay? So we will continue in this. We will still continue with the book of Philippians. Again, ang book of Philippians po ay liham, no? Epistle po to ni Paul sa mga Philippians, and though this is directly to the Philippians, tayo po ay may mapupulot dito. Bakit po? Kasi one spirit tayo sa kanila. One faith, one mind. Amen? So may mapupulot po tayo sa liham ni Paul habang siya ay nasa preso, no? Nakalock po siya, ay nakalockdown po si Paul, no? Ay nagtuturo po siya through letter sa mga Philippians, okay? So, napapanahon po ang ating mensahe din kasi sa panahon natin, maraming niyatawag na millennials, di ba? It's all about me, what about me, paano naman ako, di ba? So, this time, tuturo po ni Paul how to remove self-centeredness, no? Paano matanggal yung selfishness? How? By pointing to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is his example of being humble, of being selfless, no? And we will learn so much from this. So let us read this, no? In Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Ang sabi po dito, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, nakokonsole ba tayo in Christ? Amen. Yes, check, no? Sabi niya, if any comfort of love, meron ba tayo naratanggap na comfort of love? Check, yes. If any fellowship of the Spirit, di ba may fellowship, may communion, mayroong unity in the Spirit, check. Diba? If any affection and mercy na natatanggap natin sa Panginoon, check. Sabi niya gayon ni Paul, fulfill my joy. So kung meron kayo natatanggap na ganito, na be-bless po tayo, sabi ni Paul, fulfill my joy. So hindi niya sinabing fulfill the joy of God, no? So again, Paul, just like us, is a believer. Siya rin ay naapektuhan sa mga nababalitaan niya sa mga Philippians, sa mga pag-uugali ng mga Philippians, no? Kaya sabi niya, i-fulfill niyo yung joy ko. How? By being like-minded. No? Alam niyo po, nagkakasundo ang mga magkakapatiran. Napakaganda tingnan. And that was spoken to us in Psalm 133. Sabi po doon, I'll just quote it, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Napakaganda tingnan. No? Napaka-pleasant sa mata. Alright? So, yan po ang sinasabi ni Paul, maging like-minded tayo. And then sabi pa niya, having the same love. We have the same love. It is the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts. Isa lang po ang pag-ibig na natanggap natin. Being of one accord, no? So nagkakasundo tayo, of one mind. And then he continues to address about being selfish, no? Sabi niya, let nothing be done through selfish ambition, no? Or conceit, kayabangan, but in lowliness of mind, kababaang loob, kababaang pag-iisip, let each esteem others better than himself. So explain po natin mabuti yan, no? So wag lang po tayong maging mayabang, prideful, no? Wag natin makita na superior tayo sa isa't isa, no? So sabihin ng isa, ay ako may tinapos ako. Ako ay boss sa isang kumpanya, no? Wag daw tayo maging feeling superior, no? And pag nakikita po tayo ng ganun na tao, yung binababa yung ibang tao, hindi ho maganda, no? So Christian man yan o unbeliever man yan, hindi ho maganda na isang tao tinataas niya yung sarili niya at binababa niya ang ibang tao, no? Halimbawa, ang trabaho niya ay janitor o kaya street cleaner, no? Tapos kung kausapin, ganun na lang. Sa akin, that's a big turn off, no? Big turn off po yun. One time, makwentuhan ko lang po kayo, may tindahan po kasi kami ng karne, and may isang babae pumasok, bibili siya ng karne, ang ganda niya, as in ang ganda, halatang-halatang galing siya sa salon, kasi yung buhok niya maalun-alun pa eh. So nakatingin ako sa kanyang ganyan, tapos sabi sa akin, bigyan mo nga ako ng ano, ng karne, ng giniling, sabi sa akin gano'n. Ay, alin po dyan, nagtatanong pa ako kung anong klase. Tapos yung pagsalita niya, maski na ano, parang ano lang, kasi papakain ko lang yan sa katulong ko. Alam mo, nung sinabi niya talagang, hindi ko maintindihan sinasabi niya eh. Siguro man as naintindihan ko pa ako sinabi niya, papakain ko lang sa aso ko. Mas maintindihan ko yon, no? Kasi naghahanap siya ng medyo mura. Yung mura lang, parang ganyan ang dating niya. So tinignan ko siya, tapos nakuha ko ibig niya sabihin, papakain niya lang sa katulong niya. So lahat ng ganda niya, sabi ko nga, bumagsak doon sa karne. Nawala. She was so beautiful on the outside, but you know, sorry to say, in the inside, I was disappointed. And halimbawa lang, a Kristiyano yon. By the way, I'm a Christian, here's a tract, and believe in Jesus. Parang sabihin ko, okay. Di ba? Parang hindi mo paniniwalaan, no? Yung nanlalait ng ibang tao, na parang siya ay mas superior, di ba? Hindi ho maganda yon. On the other hand, I saw this beautiful example. Many of you know Attorney Bobbitt Cabrera, di ba? So, kumpare yan namin ni Pastor Mike. And he's an attorney. He is, ever since bata pa yan, mayaman na yan eh. So, he's that kind of a person, no? And we went out. Kumain kami sa, uso pa nun yung Bangus Restaurant. Kumain kami sa labas. And nagulat ako. First time kasi lumabas kasama siya. May mga waiters nagtatanong sa kanya anong order, and nagulat ako, pinupo niya yung mga waiters, no? So napatingin ako, sabi niya, humingi siya ng tubig, pwede pong makahingi ng tubig? Tapos bitinanong sa kanya yung waiter, opo. Sabi ko, ibang klase, sabi ko, siya pa ang nagpupo doon sa waiter. Ngayon lang ako nakakita ng ganun. And napakagalang niya, and it opened my eyes that wow, that is a beautiful thing. I mean, he esteems others better than himself. Tinataas, hindi siya yung attorney ako, ah. By the way, ano ako, you know, wala siyang ka-ere-ere. And I saw right there a beautiful lesson. It was impressed in my heart na that's beautiful, no? Na kay ano man ang trabaho niya, anong status niya, you still respect them, no? That's beautiful, really. So, nakakahanga po yung ganon, no? So, tinuloy po ni Paul. Ito po yung mga examples lang natin. No? Let each of you look out not only for his own interests. Hindi yung interest mo lang, no? But also for the interests of others. So, hindi lang yung nais mo, makasakit ka na, di ba? Basta makuha yung goal ko, ma-achieve ko lang yung nais ko, yung mga pangarap ko, maski makatapak na tayo ng damdamin ng iba. Alright? So, wag po ganon, no? Yun po sinasabi ni Paul. So, on this note, makikita natin that Paul will now bring in Jesus because Jesus is the best example, no? I've used some examples of what is bad and what is good. Pero si Paul po, he uses Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, we will have the same mindset, all right? It allows us to see His grace, all right? And maari po natin palitan ang ating kaisipan by looking unto Jesus. So sabi ni Paul, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Na ano? Who, being in the form of God, we all know that, He is in the form of God, He is the express image of God, no? Did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. So, hindi niya nakita na pag nanakaw yun na siya ay equal with God. We all know that He is equal to God. He is also God. But made himself of no reputation. So madalas, binibigyan natin ng emphasis yung equality ni Jesus with God. Pero marami pa ho ditong points that we can learn from, no? So he made himself of no reputation. And paano po natin nalaman that he made himself of no reputation? Of course, we all know that Jesus did not come here as a king. Well, he is a king. Tama po ba? Siya ay hari, no? And anak siya ng Diyos. Pero hindi siya pumunta dito sa lupa na anak na ng Diyos. Not a full-grown man, but an unknown baby. Tama po ba? Hindi siya kilala. At pinanganak sa sabsaba, no? So, he came in a very humble way, no? Walang nakakaalam kundi sila Mary, si Joseph, and of course, yung mga inannounce ng mga angel later on. But he came with no reputation. Wala siyang banners, no? To announce him, no? And sabi dito, taking the form of a bond servant. So, alipin. Yun po. He came to serve his life to us. And coming in the likeness of men. He is the creator of us all, pero dumating siya tulad natin. Di ba? And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, ito po nangyari, dahil yun po ang ginawa niya, he humbled himself, he was obedient, tulad natin, we can now be obedient from the heart. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, ganun po ang kanyang, yan po pagkakataas sa kanya ng Panginoon, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen? So yung po sinasabi sa atin ni Paul, na-bless ba kayo? Sabi niya. Na-bless ba kayo? Na-comfort ba kayo sa ginagawa ng ating Panginoon? Well, sabi niya ganyan, i-fulfill niyo naman yung aking kagalakan. No? Affected ako sa mga naririnig ko, sa mga balita ko sa inyo. And how will they make Paul, not God, but Paul, happy? Pag nagkaisa-isa daw tayo sa ating pag-iisip. So, paano tayo magkakaisa? Hindi yung basta lang kung ano yung gusto nating pagkaisahan, kundi tulad ni Kristo, maging mababang loob tayo. Amen? Isipin natin, consider natin ang kailangan ng iba. Hindi yung puro kabig para sa atin. Kasi alam nyo, minsan mga Kristiyano, Pagka alam natin, we're already saved, we're already blessed, okay na ako. Nakakalimutan na natin ibang tao, no? It's all about us kasi comforted na tayo eh. Diba? So, sinasabi ni Paul, isipin nyo rin yung kailangan ng ibang tao. Hindi yung puro, yung kung ano lang meron ka, kung ano lang ang blessing mo, eh paano naman yung iba, diba? Let us all be channels of that blessing by considering them, by thinking about the needs of others before ourselves, no? So, ito po ay makikita sa ating behavior, no? Behavior allows us to show our unity, oneness in our being one with Jesus Christ, no? Think of others, not yourselves, okay? Alam niyo po ba ang sikreto sa tunay na kaligayahan? Hindi po yung pag-fulfill ng lahat ng inyong pangangailangan. Okay? So this is a wisdom that is being taught to us right now. True happiness is when you fulfill the happiness of others. Alright? Hindi yung puro kasiyahan mo lang. Ikaw lang ang masaya. Tapos lahat ng katabi mo malungkot. Hindi yung kasiyahan yun, no? Now, marami pong verses that speak about this. Let's go to Matthew 16, 21 to 27. This is another example. Sabi dito, from that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed. So ano ginagawa ni Jesus? Kinukwentuhan niya na yung mga disciples. Bago pa mangyari, ha, ito mangyayari sa akin. Para hindi kayo nasya-shock. Para prepared kayo. Ha? Okay, ipe-persecute nila ako, gagawin nila sa akin ito, at papatayin nila ako. Okay? So kinukwentuhan na sila para hindi sila nasya-shock. And sabi niya, and be raised the third day. So they knew. They knew that he was going to be raised. Then, look at this, Peter took him aside. Hinawa kayo si Jesus? Lord, ano ba yan? Parang gano'n, di ba? Took him aside and began to, what? Rebuke. Aba, si Peter, nagaling talaga, no? Nirebuke niya si Jesus, saying, far be it from you, Lord. Kumbaga parang sinasabi niya, over my dead body, Lord, ha? Hindi mangyayari yan. Okay? This shall not happen to you. Okay? So, nangyari po, but he, sino tong he? But Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. Okay, get behind me, Satan. Bakit kaya ganun sinabi ni Jesus, di ba? Nakakataka. Parang okay naman yung sinabi ni Peter. Para namang love na love niya si Jesus. Ha? Gusto pa nga niyang protektahan eh. Pero sabi ni Jesus, get behind me, Satan. Bakit kaya? Sabi ni Jesus, you are an offense to me. For you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. So ano ba ang sinabi ni Peter, no? At na-rebuke din siya? Ano ba yung mind of God at ano ba yung mind of men? Ang mind of men is always about self-preservation. It's all about protection. Protect ako, safe ako. Ako at ang aking pamilya, it's all about me, no? Safety, ang mga needs ko. But that's not the mindset of God. That is not the things of God, okay? The things of God is always about others. It's about, for God so loved himself? No, for God so loved the world. It's always about others. That is the mind of God. Alright? So, baliktad sa mundo, di ba? It's always an upside-down world. Sa mundo, it's all about self-preservation. Yan ang mind of man. That's why ni-rebuke siya ni Jesus. Gusto ni Peter, poprotektahan niya si Jesus. Hindi mangyayari sa Lord. Hindi ka nila papatayin. Alright? Sabi niya, you're not mindful of the things of God. The things of God is about other people. It's about loving others. It's about saving others. Not saving of myself. Not protecting of myself. Hindi po yun ang nasa isip ni Jesus. Okay? And sabi niya dito, the mind of God is always for others. No? Sabi ko pala to. It's about loving us. So Jesus did not come here to protect himself. Rather, to offer his life as a sacrifice. To give his life for others. For all of us. Yun po ang kaisipan ng Diyos. So dito po pinapares ni Paul ang dapat natin pag-iisip. Hindi tungkol lahat sa atin. Of course, we have our needs. Pero hindi naman po laging tayo lang. Yung kailangan lang natin. Ako, me, and mine. No? Yun lang ang iniisip. And then let's continue with that. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him what? Deny himself. Now, lalagyan po natin yun ang new covenant counterpart, no, in a while. And take up his cross. Sabihin natin lahat, his cross. Now, Jesus has his own cross. His cross was to die on the cross for the sin of the whole world. Hindi ho natin cross yun. May kanya-kanya tayong cross. Okay? So, meron siyang cross, meron ding his cross, no? And follow me, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it, no? For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul, no? So, ano nga bang profit nun? Nakuha mo nga ang iyong relationship goals, nakuha mo, nakamtam mo ang inyong bank account goals, ang iyong career goals. Okay? Pero in the process, you lose your soul. Bakit na-lose ang soul? Kasi doon na lahat nakafocus sa career, sa bank account, you know, sa relationship goals. Doon lahat nakatuon, nakalimutan na ang napaka-importante ang Panginoon. Amen? So, sabi pa dito, or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Okay? So again, Paul is impressing upon us the mind of God, the mind of Christ, that it's all about other people, not just ourselves. No? Mga Kristiyano, laging tuwan-tuwa, bless sila, praise God, pero paano naman ang iba? We are to have the mind of Christ. We want others to be blessed as well. We are saved. Hooray! Di ba? Paano naman yung iba? Yun po ang dapat nating isipin. And again, yung pong pag-iisip po ni Peter is a good example of how man thinks. It's always about self-preservation. It's always about protection, no? But hindi po yon ang mindset ng Diyos, right? He was willing to give His own Son. That's the proof. He was willing to give His own Son to die for us, not just to live, but to die for us so that we can all be saved. Amen po ba? So yun po ang mindset ni Jesus. And let this mind be in us as well. No? Not just the equality area. True, we are made equal to Jesus as Jesus is. So are we. Hindi tayo nagsabi niyan. No? Ang Bible mismo nagsabi niyan, yes, we are equal to Him, but let us also make ourselves of no reputation. Hindi natin kailangan ng banner. Please lang, pag kunwari, meron tayong tapos na yung pandemic at tayo may pupuntahan na mga lugar, huwag nyo nalagay yung pangalan ko doon. Huwag nyo nalagay yung mga pangalan ng mga leaders natin. No? That's not what it's all about. So, it's not about lifting ourselves up. No? But helping others. Si Jesus po, He sacrificed, He gave His own life so that other people, that people will be saved. No? That was His cross. How about your cross and mine? Now, ang cross po is, speaks about what we would lay our life on. So, iba-iba po yan for people. No? I was giving the worship team as an example. So, for our worship team, yung mga musician natin, mga singers natin, maybe for them, they've given their voices, their talents, right, as a service to mankind, to people, to FCI. Yun na yung kanilang service. Ito na yung buhay nila. In fact, pag hindi mo napakanta yan, malulungkot yung mga yan. Pag hindi mo pinatugtog, malulungkot yung mga yan. Bakit? Ibinigay na nila. That's their cross. Now, it could be different for people, no? It could be isang nanay na ibinigay niya na ang buhay niya para sa kanyang anak, para sa kanyang mga kapitbahay in service of other men. Right? Ganun din ang isang, whatever your calling might be. It could be a teacher, you know? Nibigay mo na yung buhay mo in service of others, no? So, yung denying ourselves is about not feeling superior. So superior na ayaw mo na magbigay ng tulong sa iba. Okay? Solve ka na sa sarili mo. And you have no intention to help any other people, no? So, yung pong bagay na ganyan, yung selfishness na kinu-cure po ni Paul by showing Jesus, yan po ay acceptable lamang sa mga bata. Tama po ba? Sabi nga nila, mga babies, pag lumabas, hindi yan nakaganyan. Not willing to give pa yan. Paano lumalabas ang babies? Nakaganyan. Diba? Lahat yan pa sa kanya. Okay? Pag may gusto, anong gagawin? Ngangawa. Diba? Meron po akong apo ngayon, 4 years old. And tinuturuan pa namin siya. Pagka hindi niya nakuha yung gusto niya, nagwawala pa. Okay? Of course, we correct that. Yan po ay acceptable sa bata. Na lahat pakabig. Acceptable pa yan kasi kinokorrect pa, tinuturuan pa. Pero kung matanda ka na, at ganun pa rin ang attitude natin, ang ating behavior, lahat pakabig, lahat, it's all about me. At pag hindi natin nakuha ang gusto natin, nagwawala tayo in many forms. Alright? It could be impatience, anger, alright? So that is immaturity, no? And yan po sinasabi ni Paul, huwag tayong ganyan. Let's be humble and lowly of heart, considering others. No? Isipin natin ang iba, hindi yung makuha mo lang ang gusto mo. Hindi bali na masaktan sila. Eh bakit ba? Eh gusto ko to eh. Gusto ko maka-reach to the top. Okay? Sabi ko nga, kung ganyan ang magiging attitude natin, malalesen po ang traffic o yung gulo sa kalye, di ba? Kasi magbibigayan na ang isa't isa. Hindi yung, nagmamadali ako eh, bakit ba? Eh nakakita ko ng butas eh, tapasukin ko to. Okay? So magkakaroon po ng kaayusan yan. So it will actually solve a lot of problems when we esteem others, no? Better than ourselves. Now again, what that means, pag chinek niyo po yung Greek interlinear, it's about not feeling superior. Huwag ka maging superior sa iba. Nakala mo, hindi ka na nila maabot, hindi ka na pwede nilang kausapin. Okay? It's about being lowly to one another. You're not better than the other. We are all children of God. Amen po ba? In fact, alam niyo po, pag nakakarinig ako ng mga, sabi ko nga, horror stories, sad stories about, you know, some pastors daw, kwento lang naman sa atin ng member natin na hindi daw approachable yung pastor nila, medyo masungit, ayan, parang hindi sila reachable. Sabi ko, bakit ganun? When we have the best example, who is the great shepherd, who is very tender to his sheep, amen? He leads them to paths of righteousness. He leads them to still waters and green pastures, no? So, hindi sila yung supposedly masusungit. Dapat nga ginagabayan ang kanilang mga tupa, no? So, that's a sad story when you can't even, pastor na to. I mean, dapat na madaling ma-approach, no? So, yung po yun. So, that's a sad story. That's true also for believers sa bawat isa. Tayo po ay magkakapatid, brethren in Christ Jesus. So, let's have this mind. Like Christ, lowly, humble, alright? And submissive, no? So, you might say, Pastora, parang kawawa naman ako niyan kung hindi ko ma-achieve. Hindi na ako magiging masaya kasi lagi na lang for others. But let me tell you, in this scripture, tinuturuan po tayo mahanap ang true happiness. Yes, meron pong happiness na ma-achieve mo ang iyong mga goals. Totoo po yan. Alam naman natin yon. Totoo po na pag nakuha mo yung paborito mong sapatos, paborito mong damit, merong happiness po yan. Pero alam niyo po, temporary lang yan. Pag naluma na yan, asa na naman yung happiness mo? Kailangan bago na naman. Pero kung gusto niyo talaga ng lasting, true happiness, right? It's not about what you can receive. It's not about what you can achieve. Right? It's really about giving happiness to other people. Yun mas lasting. Alam niyo bakit? Halimbawa, ngayon mo nagawa, next time ulit na kayo magkita, siguro mga a month or two, a year, pag nakita kayo niya, tuwan-tuwa na naman, uy, naalala nila, ito yung taong ang bait, you know, who helped me out, you know, they have this feeling towards you. So again, behavior does affect us. It affects every person, believer or non-believer. Okay? But truth is, ito po tinuturo sa atin of esteeming others. Okay, thinking about the interests of others. This is the secret to true happiness. If we will just have the mindset of Jesus Christ, magkakaroon po tayo ng true happiness. It's not about satisfying our needs, what we want, our interests, o kapakanan natin, kundi ang kapakanan ng iba. Si Jesus only thought of us, and that is why He went to the cross. He sacrificed Himself. Okay? So pag na-fulfill natin ang desires ng iba, magkakaroon ka talaga ng tunay na nakagalakan, no? Alam niyo, sino na naka-experience sa inyo na, sorry, inubos niyo isang galon ng ice cream, kayo lang mag-isa. Meron ba nakagawa na nun? Ako hindi. Isang pint lang. Isang pint ng ice cream. Alam niyo, maski ikaw lang, pag ikaw lang umubos nun, hindi masaya, di ba? Parang ikaw lang lahat, inubos mo yun. Masaya ka, Belen? Di ba hindi? Pero, kasi pagkatapos mo ubusin, sabi mo, ano ba yan? Ba't ko ba inubos yun? Ang lungkot mo tuloy. Ang dami mo nakain. Pero sa isang pamilyang maraming anak, ayan, madami kayo naghahati-hati. Maski na tigi-tigisa lang kayo kutsara, ang saya kaya nun. Yun na i-share mo sa kanila. No? So, you know, we have to learn that true happiness is not about fulfilling just your needs. At ito po ang tinuturo sa atin ni Paul ngayon. Ito ang nakikita natin sa buhay ni Jesus. It's about satisfying the needs of others. Thinking about others. Kaya nga po, there's such a thing as a mother's joy or happiness. Ano po yun? Pag napagluto na siya para sa kanyang pamilya, yung mga anak niya, may mga damit, nakasuot na, you know, nakapag-serve na siya sa pamilya, ang saya sa isang nanay. Ang tatay naman, anong kasiyahan? Pag yung mga anak niya, nakapag-aral niya na. Di ba? May satisfaction. Bakit? It's him giving of himself. Di ba? So, ganun din po tayo. Pag nagayin natin ang lahat, ang buong mundo, pero in the process, no, you lose your own soul, what does it profit you? Lahat nga ng bansa na puntahan mo, lahat ng travel goals, lahat ng relationship goals, lahat ng weight goals, but in the process, you lose your own soul. What does it matter? Does it really profit you? Not at all. Ito po ang tinuturo sa atin ng Panginoon. Actually, you'll find out, pag nandun ka na, na-travel mo na ang buong mundo, hindi ka pa rin masaya. Alam niyo, there's a story about Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, naabot niya yung, kumbaga, pinnacle ng hindi naabot ng marami. But at the end of the day, in his deathbed, ang dami niya pong regrets sa buhay. Kasi yung mga importante sa kanya, on the way up, nakalimutan niya. Sino po? Kanyang pamilya. He was admitted to that. You can read his stories, no? Talaga pong napabayaan po niya ang pamilya niya. So, yan ang isang example of gaining the whole world. He did gain the whole world. Lahat, buong mundo, gumagamit ng produkto niya. Kaya lang, in the process, he lost his own soul, no? So, let's see. Talaga bang, is it worth it to pursue your goals, no? Or is it better to pursue other people's needs? Okay? So, ito po ang mindset. Again, have this mind in you. Just like Jesus did. He did not think of himself. He was thinking of all of us. Okay? So, in taking up his cross is where Jesus laid himself as a sacrifice. He served himself and he was not thinking of himself. Hindi niya iniisip na yung sakit na mararamdaman niya. Right? He did not even think of the insults that will be hurled at him. Instead, ang nasa isip niya, kailangan ko to gawin para lahat ng mananampalataya sa akin ay maliligtas. Amen? That is, again, the mindset of Jesus Christ. Okay? So, think about it. Saan ba natin pwede ibigay ang buhay natin? We have different grace gifts. You can make use of that. Alright? And through that, you can serve other people. That is our cross. Okay? So, si Jesus po, he practiced this. Not only at the cross. Yung sinasabi niya, not only at the cross. But, alam na po natin, he ministered both to the children, to the old, to those who were sick, to those who were poor. He stopped to heal people, Right? Hindi sinasabi, oops, teka muna, sandali, anak ako ng Diyos, sandali, huwag niyo akong hawakan. Wala po siyang airing, gano'n, no? But he would always, we will always find him in the multitude, preaching the word of God, healing the multitude. It's all about other people. Have this mind like his. Amen po ba? Are we getting the point? Just like the mind of Christ. Sabi nga po ni Paul sa book of Romans, we don't have it there, but just take note of it. Romans 15, 2-3, let every one of us, bawat isa sa atin, please whom? His neighbor, for his good, hindi for your good, for his good, to edification. Para ma-build up siya. So it's not for us. Hindi para ma-build up mo 'yung sarili mo, iba tinutulungan 'yung iba para oh, para good ano ko ha. Ano tawag sa good? Ano tawag doon? Basta good. 'Yung nakakaroon ka ng points, 'di ba? But hindi para sumipsip, no? But it is for his, not yours, but his edification. Ang sabi nga dito, for even Christ pleased not himself. Maski si Jesus, hindi niya pinlis ang sarili niya. No? And again, Paul wrote, Christ being in the form of God, he was in the form of God, took upon him the form of a servant. And this is the encouragement of Paul, have the same mind of Christ. Amen? So time and again, in-exemplify po niya to, hindi po siya namimili ng tao, kay tax collector, kay prostitute, known sinner, magnanakaw, mangungurakot, ayan po, hindi ho siya namimili ng kanyang kausap. Right? He was willing to show that he can go whatever level. Kay hari pa kausap niya, kay pulubi sa daan. He was willing to minister to them. Okay? So, again, let's go to Philippians 2, 5-8. Ito po ang encouragement ni Paul sa atin. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. So ito daw ang maging kaisipan natin, no? It's all about other people. May narinig nga akong kanta, natawa tuloy ako sa kantang 'yon. Sabi, kinalimutan dahil ano nga ba 'yon? Kinalimutan kahit nahihirapan. Sabi ko, okay 'yon, ha. Kinalimutan kahit nahihirapan para sa aking kapakanan. Sabi ko, ano bang kanta 'yon? 'Di ba para sa kapakanan ng iba? Pero para sa kapakanan pala niya yon. So sabi ko, iba na ang mentality ng tao ngayon. Hindi para sa kapakanan ng ibang tao, kundi para sa kapakanan nila. Sabi ko, it's really about the me generation, no? So sabi ko nga, it's a very timely message. Because right now, with the pandemic, with the flooding, with the typhoon, this gives us an opportunity to think about others. Maaring binaha ka, pero binaharin yung mga kapitbahay mo. Binaharin na maraming tao. Maybe we can open our hearts and think about other people as well. Amen? Yung mga nasunugan. Ayan. So, praise God sa ating mga faith riders na karating po, yung mga pinararating nyo. At natulungan po yung ating mga kaibigan, mga kakilala sa Sinigwalasan ba yun? Sinigwalasan. Ayan. So, nakatulong din po tayo doon. No? So, again, let us not make ourselves of reputation. Huwag natin sabihin, anak ako ng Diyos eh, bahala na kayo sa buhay niyo. Hindi. Si Jesus, anak siya ng Diyos at binahala niya ang sarili niya. He gave himself for all of us. Amen? So, taking the form of a servant, ibig sabihin, hindi siya nahiya. He became like one of us, like one of the creation. And God himself, hindi niya pinagkait ang kanyang anak. You know, pag anak na pinag-uusapan, di ba? Anak ko to eh, bakit ba? Protection ang nasa isip natin. Pero ang Diyos, hindi eh. Ang inisip niya, para sa kapakanan ng buong mundo, ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak. Amen? So, I'm just showing you the mind of God. And I know that speaks to all of us. Paul is showing us the mind of Christ. It's not really about us. It's about other people. That's the mind of God. Okay? So praise God. We have every opportunity today to help other people. No? Makatulong tayo sa maraming tao. This is a wonderful opportunity. God is not using the typhoon. He's not using the pandemic to teach us a lesson. But He's turning things around for our good, for the good of other people, para magbukas ang puso ng maraming tao to help others. Amen po ba? Are we learning something? Again, if you want to find true happiness, help someone. Be of service to someone. Give your life to someone. All right? You will find true happiness. Meron po ako bibigay sa inyo example, and this is a good introduction. Let's say magagawa kayo ng training. A trainer used this. I heard this story. Meron daw 200 employees, personnel, sa isang company. And ito po yung tinatrain niya. So as an opening game, icebreaker, meron po siyang pinagawa. So sabi sa kanila, may balloon, no? Isulat niyo yung buong pangalan niya yan. So nakalagay doon, Madel Pamintuhan. Ayan, nakasulat yung pangalan doon. And then lahat yung 200 na yun, sinulat nila yung kanilang pangalan sa balloon. And then after what, pinalagay po yung balloon na yon, yung mga balloon na yon, sa kabilang room. Okay, and then they went back. And then, ito na po yung instruction nung trainer. Sabi niya, this is what you will do. In 2 minutes, okay, in 2 minutes, you go to that room and find your own name. Hanapin niyo yung pangalan niyo, yung balloon na may pangalan niyo. Okay, 2 minutes lang ha. Ready, get set, go! So nagtakbuhan sila doon. So you can imagine, yung pagpapaspas, di ba? And pagliparan ng mga balloon. Kasi pag tingin mo ganyan, hindi akin to. Pahalap, hindi akin to. So, liparan ng balloon, no? And after 2 minutes, okay, time is up. Balik sila. And guess what? As we all know, 200 ba naman yun eh? As we all know, marami sa kanila ang na-upset, na-frustrate. 2 minutes lang kasi, sabi nilang gano'n. Hindi namin nakita yung pangalan namin. Dami-dami namin eh. Okay? And so, sabi nung trainer, okay, put the balloon back and balik kayo sa room. And sabi niya, we will do it again. But this time, instead of looking for your own name, help someone find their name. Okay? So, 2 minutes ulit. So, ready, get set, go! So, takbuhan sa kabilang room. And this time, pagkakita nung isa yung balloon, nakalagay doon, April! 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 Ito yung balloon mo! Tinulungan. Si April naman nakita yung pangalan ni Sister Sally. Sally! Sally! Ito yung balloon mo! Okay, so at the end of 2 minutes, as you can expect, everybody got their own names. Amen. And siguro ang saya po noon, kasi, oh, sa akin yan! Di ba? Ang saya-saya. Everybody was happy after 2 minutes. Amen? Everybody was able to fulfill the goal. At the same time, made others happy and themselves happy. Amen? What's the moral of the training game? When you help someone, okay, you fulfill your own goals. Okay, sabi nga, sabi ng trainer, yung mga balloon daw is like a representative of our lives, no? Pag hinanap mo lang yung sayo, sometimes you get frustrated. But if you help someone find their happiness, then you will find your happiness as well. Sa buhay natin ngayon, compared to eternity, of course, napakaiksila ng buhay. This is the time allotted for us to serve our lives to people. Si Jesus, the allotted time for Him was 3.5 years, no? Kasi yung 30 years niya, hidden po yan eh. Pero yung 3.5 years niya was allotted to Him to minister to people. And He served His life. He served His life to the people, even to the point of death. He was obedient even to the point of death. He served His life. So again, as Paul would encourage us, let this mind be in you as well. Sinasabi niya sa mga Philippians, we are one spirit with the Philippians, we are one mind with the Philippians, have this mind as well. Amen po ba? the mind of Christ. It's all about other people, not just ourselves. No? Sabi ni ba, pandemic ngayon eh. Kailangan, medyo ano, yung kailangan nalang ng pamilya ko. Alam nyo, baliktad. Kada makikita nyo na may lack or may kailangan, the more the Word will exhort you to give. The more the Word will exhort you to help others. Nung sinabi ni Jesus, feed them. Diba? There were 5,000. Sabi niya, Lord, ang daming tao. Wala tayong papakain. Feed them yourselves. Kayo magbigay. And then they found this little boy na nagbigay ng kanyang pagkain. So, in times of scarcity, mas lalo pa tayong ina-encourage ng Panginoon magbigay. Okay? And that will be continued in my message later sa giving natin. No? But this is a lesson that we will see. Baliktad po talaga sa mundo. Sa mundo, pagka may scarcity, magtipid ka na. Sa Panginoon, magbigay ka na. Magtanim ka na. Alright? Sa ganitong klaseng panahon na may challenging times, yung iba, it's about self-preservation. Sa Panginoon, hindi. Think of other people. Not just yourself, but the interest of other people. Right? And this is the cure to selfishness. Have the mind of Christ. He did not think of himself. He thought of all of us. Amen po ba? Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon. Okay. In 1 Peter, okay. So because Jesus obeyed to the point of death, sabi dito, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Now when we help people, hindi natin kailangan i-broadcast 'yan. No, hindi natin kaya po tayo nagpapakita niyan sa Faith Riders, yung mga pino-post natin. It's just because that gusto namin malaman niyo na nakarating po ang inyong mga padala. Hindi ho tayo nagyayabang diyan, no? And we celebrate that, but we are not hindi tayo nagyayabang. We just want you to know na nakarating po. But hindi natin gaano ka mang katahimik sa iyong pagbibigay, sa pagtulong. Do you know that God sees you? Hindi mo kailangan paalam sa iba, but God sees you. And when He sees you, guess what? It says here, He highly exalts us. Sinabi po ito sa 1 Peter 5:6, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. So si Jesus, He humbled Himself to the point of death. Therefore, God highly exalted Him. It's also applicable to us. Kung isipin, kawawa naman ako. Ako na lang ang bigay ng bigay. It is God who sees you. It is God who will exalt you. Amen po ba? So do not be weary in doing good. In due time, you will receive that harvest. Okay? And He was given a name that is above every name. Si Jesus po. Every name, no? Ito, babasahin ko ulit sa inyo. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Dahil sa ginawa niyang obedience. Of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth. Okay? And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It was God the Father who gave them this name. It was God the Father who exalted Him. Don't let other people exalt you, no? Huwag mo intayin yung exaltation ng ibang tao. There's only one exaltation we want, and that's God's exaltation of us. Amen po ba? Praise God. So kung hindi ka napapansin, Pastor, tagal ko na ginagawa yan. Okay, I'm sure God sees that. God sees that, okay? And again, Matthew 16:27, as a proof, no? As a proof that God sees everything that we do. Sabi po dito, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then He will reward each according to His works. Yung hindi nakita ng kapitbahay mo na ginagawa mo, yung hindi ko nakikita, hindi nakikita na ibang leaders, nakikita ng Panginoon yan. And He will reward you. Amen po ba? Praise God. So let's humble ourselves. No? Humble ourselves just like Jesus, having the mind of Jesus. And under grace, alam niyo naman po, we have obedience from the heart. Hindi ho natin ito ginagawa externally. Pero from our hearts, right, we are able to obey. So humble yourselves and just think like Jesus. Think of other people. Hindi lang yung para sa atin. Amen po ba? Yan po ang exhortation ni Paul. And I pray that we also learn something from this. Amen po? Did we learn something? Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon. So as we partake of the communion, very short lang po yung message natin, pero tuloy-tuloy pa po ito. He is the Son of God. And yet, with all humility, He served His life. You know, at the cross, He was thinking about you and me. Sabi nga doon, for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. Ano po yung joy niya? His joy was, you're going to be righteous if He takes the sin. So Jesus became sin for us so that you and I might be the righteousness of God. Jesus knew that if He will take the poverty, you and I will be made rich. Jesus knew that if He took the shame for us, you and I will be glorified. Jesus knew that if He took the sickness and disease, you will be healed. At the cross, that was the joy that was set before Him. The joy of seeing us all saved, children of God. The joy of seeing us together with Him in the heavenly places, seated with Him. That was the joy of Jesus. So bilang tao, naging tao din si Jesus. He was man, but he was God, but He set that aside. Hindi niya ginamit ang kanyang pagka-Diyos. He suffered for us, not thinking about Himself, but thinking about us. And today, because God has exalted Him, it's our turn. We think about Him and all that He has done for us. So even as we partake of the communion, the bread that signifies His body, we are thinking about Jesus, remembering Jesus and what He has done for us. By His stripes, we declare, we are healed. And by His blood poured at the cross, we remember Jesus. And we know our sins have been forgiven. Father, we thank You for all that You have done. For Jesus Christ, who gave His life for us. We thank You, Jesus. And everybody says, Amen. Maaari na po natin kainin at inumin. Thank you, Lord. Okay, praise report. Praise report. Ito praise report ko for everyone. I know that you can agree with this. Alam po natin, we've been through a lot. Sabi nga nung kaibigan ko, 2020, won't give up. Just won't quit. Sunod-sunod, no? So, of course, there's the pandemic and then you have one typhoon after another. And there are many people going through a lot of challenging times. But I saw this picture and sabi ko, this is a picture of us. Okay, can we show the picture? Ayan. Pastora, ano ba yan? Yan ay picture ng puno. Yung roots, ayan, nakaangat na. Nakaangat na yung puno. Ayan po yung mga roots. And sa itsura niyan ay malakas na bagyo ang pinagdaanan. So this is after the typhoon Ulysses. And a picture was taken of this. So, and makikita po natin na matindi po ang pinagdadaanan, no? Matindi ang pinagdaanan itong puno na to. And yet, because the roots are grounded, deeply rooted po ang roots nito. Look at the tree. It's still standing. Amen? The good news is, Jesus Christ Himself has grounded us and has rooted us in His love. That's why you and I, anuman ang daanan nating bagyo, anuman ang daanan nating baha, pandemya, because you are rooted and grounded in His love, you will still be standing. Standing in His love. I think that's found in Ephesians chapter 1. Do you have that? 1:3. Maganda po mabasa yon. Yan po. That, Ephesians 3. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted, hindi ka iru-root pa lang, kundi you are rooted already, being rooted and grounded in love. So that's good news for us. Hindi mo na kailangang i-root yung sarili mo. Siya ang gumawa nun. Siya ang nag-ugat sa atin. Inugat tayo, inugatan tayo, para tayo ay nakatayo sa Kanyang pag-ibig. Nakalock sa Kanyang pag-ibig. And whatever storm may come our way, whatever problem may come our way, you will still remain standing in His love. Why? Because nothing can separate you from His great love. Ano man ang pagdaanan natin, we shall overcome because we are rooted and grounded in His love. Amen po ba? Praise God. Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon. Alright. And now as we bring our tithes and offering, ito po may storya. May storya to. Kaya sabi ko, kaya pa maiksi yung message ko. Sunday, last Sunday, right? And natulog na tayo lahat. Natulog ako. I think I slept around 11 o'clock. But around 1:45, so that's Monday early morning, nagising po ako. And, you know, kami ni Lord, meron siyang style sa akin eh. Usually when I awake in the middle of the day, in the middle of the night, and yung walang antok, yung walang parang hindi ka galing sa tulog, wala kang groggy feeling, walang ganon. I know the Lord is telling me something. And if I will pray, if I will hear Him, He will give me an impression kung ano po yun. Okay? So, sanay na po ako sa Kanya. And this particular morning, I woke up and I knew, sabi ko, gising na gising ako ah. Well, sabi ko, ano yun, Lord? Meron na naman, may mensahe na naman si Lord, no? And I looked at the clock, it was around 1:45, 1 something. And pagising ko po, natutulog po kasi ako na may preaching in my cellphone sa podcast. Tuloy-tuloy lang yon hanggang makatulog ako. I would listen to my preaching, I would listen to my favorite preachers, nakasalang po yan sa podcast. And usually, pag nagising po ako in the middle of the night, I would just turn it off. Hindi ko napapansin, basta papatayin ko yan. O kaya, pagising ko sa umaga, mga alas 6, alas 7, doon ko na lang papatayin. But this particular morning, gising na gising ako, parang hindi ako galing sa tulog, and all my attention was on the podcast. Nagkataon po, si Joseph Prince po ang nagsasalita. Okay? I did not know the title of his message, but I knew the Lord wanted me to hear the message. And I knew at that time, isishare ko to, kailangan ko ishare to. So, he was talking about the tithe and the offering. Okay? And why do we tithe? Why do we have to sow seeds? Okay, so I'll just run down first to you the reasons. And then, itutuloy ko po yung storya. So, I was listening to this. Hindi ko rin alam yung dahilan eh. So, sabi niya, why do we tithe? Number one, to remember our God who gives us the power to get wealth. He's the source of our wealth. Okay, so remember Him. Totoo naman yun, di ba? Halimbawa, may isang tao dito na nagpo-provide sa'yo. Aba, alalahanin mo naman. Well, God is the source of all our wealth. And He's the one who gives us the power to get wealth. So, tama lang po na alalahanin natin siya. The one who has given us wealth. And sabi nga ni Joseph Prince, you don't have to tithe, but you get to tithe. You get to tithe with the revelation that you have received. So we always tell you here, kung wala po kayong revelation about tithing, please don't give. Because dapat po, you tithe because you've got a revelation. Si Abraham po, you know Abraham, right? So Abraham and then si Moses dito po. Many people say, you don't have to tithe anymore. We're not under the law. True, we're not under the law. But you know, Abraham tithed and he was not under the law. Ito si Abraham, ito si Moses. Pagkatapos pa si Moses and the law. It's true that tithing was placed under the law. Sinama po yun. It's for their benefit, no? Para maalala nila ang Diyos na nagbibigay ng kapangyarihan sa kanila. But Abraham is here and he tithed to Melchizedek. Kilala po natin si Melchizedek, no? He's the, sabi nga nila, pre-incarnate Jesus, no? He brought bread and the wine. So, Abraham had a revelation. Nobody taught him that. He had a revelation. And that's why he tithed from the spoils that he had. Okay? So, nagtatay siya. Who's Abraham? Well, he's the father of our faith. Father of faith natin yan. He operated under grace. Gaya rin po natin, we're operating under grace. So, under grace, there is room for tithing. Now, one of the things that Joseph Prince mentioned, that the word tithe is a Hebrew word, maasir. Sabi natin lahat, maasir. Now, gawa po yan sa dalawang salita na pinag-combine, no? Maasir. If you remove ma, ang matitila lang, asir. And do you know what the word asir means? Asir, in English, means rich. Okay? So sabi niya, hindi mo na kailangan gamitan ng masyadong pag-iisip yan, but in the word tithe is the word rich. Okay? So, ma-asir, ma-rich. So, ako na lang yan. So, it's like telling us, you know, you get rich by tithing. But, sabi niyang ganyan, that's not our primary purpose. Hindi yan ang primary purpose natin para yumaman, no? So, hindi ka nagtatithe para yumaman. Kasama na yan. You cannot help it but get rich when you tithe. Alright? So, that's what he was saying. And, so, yung word na maasir is a, sabi nga niya, parang no-brainer, no? Talagang you get rich with that. But that is not your primary purpose. The primary purpose of tithing is that you are acknowledging, you are remembering God who gives you the power to get wealth. Amen po ba? So, that's the number one reason. Number two, why do we tithe? Why do we give our offering? To sow our future harvest. The Word of God tells us, as long as the earth remains, there will be what? Seed time and harvest. Nandito pa ba ang earth? Yes! Andito, nakatapak pa tayo. So it means there is still seed time, there is sowing time, and there is harvest. Okay? And quite interesting that every time Paul would talk about giving, he would use the word sowing and reaping. Seed time, harvest. Amen? So, it's teaching us that if you want a harvest for the future, okay, go right ahead and sow those seeds. Sabi nga ni Paul, you sow much, you reap much. You sow little, you reap little also. So, walang problema, you will always reap. Okay? So, why do we give? Because we want a harvest. So, yes, may biyaya na ang Diyos sa atin, tayo pinagpapala na, pero gusto mo ng harvest, magtanim ka. Okay? And then number three, tithe. Tithe is a witness that he lives. Ano yung sabi nun? Saksi. It's a declaration that every time we tithe, we are saying, Jesus is alive. Okay? So let me read that verse to you. Hebrews 7:8. It says here, now consider how great this man was. Sino tong man na to? Si Melchizedek. To whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. And indeed, those who are of the sons of Levi, who receive the priesthood, have a commandment to receive tithes from the people. So ibig sabihin, ito, under grace, nagbigay si Abraham. Pagdating under the law, binigyan sila ng command na gawin yon. And I do believe with all my heart, it is for their benefit. Again, why? So that they will remember God who has given them the power to get wealth. Okay? And then it says here, that is from their brethren, though they have come from the loins of Abraham, nauna si Abraham, no? But he whose genealogy is not derived from them received the tithes from Abraham. Tinanggap daw niya yung tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. Now, beyond all contradiction, the lesser, sino po yung lesser? Si Abraham. Si Abraham na nagbigay ng 10% ng spoils niya, napakadami po nun, is blessed by the better. Who's the better? Melchizedek. So, huwag natin isipin na yung binibigay natin is better than what we receive. The blessing that we receive from God is always better. Amen? So, sabi dito, here, mortal man receives tithes. Okay, tama po. The church receives your tithes. Amen? And actually, we are all recipient of it because we are able to pay everything here, gather in this place, reach people over the internet. No? Here, mortal men receive tithes, but there, He receives them. Who is He? Jesus! So every time we give our tithes, yes, napapakinabangan nating mga tao dito, pero sa langit, Siya ang tumatanggap ng ating tithes. That's why we always tell you, when you sow your seeds, when you give, always do it with a cheerful hearts. Kasi ang nakakarating doon, yung cheerfulness natin, kalakip ng ating pagbibigay. Amen po ba? And then it says here, di pa tapos, it's a chunk full. Sabi po dito, of whom, right? Ulitin ko yun. But there He receives them, of whom, referring to He, of Jesus, it is witness that He lives. So, ito yung sinasabi nila na, hindi, pang Old Testament lang yan, hindi na tayo nagtatides. Kailan ba nabuhay ng muli si Kristo? Was that in the Old Covenant or in the New Covenant? In the New Covenant. Amen? So, mas applicable to sa atin. Because we declare every time we tithe that Jesus lives forevermore. Amen? So, for those who don't want to tithe, don't tithe, please. Because that should be a revelation. Kung hindi revelation sa inyo, huwag kayong magbibigay. So, just like Abraham, our father of faith, he gave because he had a revelation. If this verses became a revelation to you, please, right? You give because you've got that revelation. Every time you tithe, you are declaring Jesus is alive. Amen? And He is the one receiving our tithes up there. Okay? So, number four, and this is the last one, your grandchildren are blessed because of your tithe. Nagtatithe ka ngayon, pero alam niyo po ba, hindi lang yan para sa inyo. Para po sa anak nyo at sa inyong mga apo. Okay? So, what is this saying to us? That when we recognize God, you know, He blesses the generation. He's the one who gives us the power to get wealth. So, parang sinasama mo na yung henerasyon ng anak mo at ng apo mo sa iyong pagbibigay. Okay? So, merong tinatawag na insurance. Well and good if you have that. Pero let me give you a better one. Tithing is the better one. It's the best. So that's getting into God's financial plan. Okay? So, yun po ang nilista po ni Joseph Prince. And I did not read the title. Hindi ko binabasa kasi pinapakinggan ko lang siya eh, no? Habang nagpe-play siya. But full attention po ako ha, full attention. Because I was really wide awake. And in what Joseph Prince said, sabi niya, God spoke to him. Okay? I believe it is for Joseph Prince and most probably for Singapore. Kasi, alam niyo po, iba-iba ang mensahe per church. Iba-iba po. I did not perceive it as a message for me and for our church. But I believe itong mensahe na to as a whole is a message. Pero ang sabi sa kanya ng Panginoon, ito. Towards the end of 2020, there will be a financial crisis. No? Magkakaroon daw ng crisis. Sa kanya sinabi yon, hindi sa akin. But, kaya nga, tinuturuan niya na yung mga tao how to live and how to overcome yung financial crisis. I found out the title of the message was Experience Financial Abundance in Times of Crisis. Okay? The impression of the Lord to me was this. I-share mo to sa mga tao. I-share mo to sa church. Okay? And this is his impression. Not to scare them, but to prepare them. Okay? Iba yung scaring. Pag tinakot lang kayo, di ba? Walang mangyari doon. But He wants you prepared. He wants you to prepare. The best way to prepare when there is crisis is that you sow ahead of time. You continue paying your tithes. And that will get us into the financial system of God. Yes, He has blessed us. But He's teaching us ways on how to experience financial abundance maski may crisis na. Okay? So I do believe that yung eksaktong message was for Pastor Prince and his congregation, but to me, share the message to the people, not to scare them, but to prepare them. Okay? Para hindi na natin daanan yung crisis. Na maski may nangyayari na in other parts of the world, all right, or even in our country, malalagpasan natin. Bakit? There is harvest. And we have received the power to get wealth. Amen po ba? So I believe my message was so short because of this. No? Nagulat din po ako na maiksi. And again, we don't have to be scared. We just have to be prepared. Kung merong kang tinanim, merong kang aanihin. So this is a reminder. I rarely do this, no? Madalas pagka giving time na, okay, I just tell you, give cheerfully, be led by the Spirit of God. But if I get an instruction from the Lord, I will surely share it with you. And this is an instruction. If you've been with us in this ministry, in this church for some time, you know the Lord is always ahead of us. Bago pa mangyari, He always tells us. Di ba? Ugali talaga ni Jesus yan. He tells things before they happen. And so that when they happen, hindi ka gulat, kundi prepared ka na. Amen po ba? And it pays well to heed the message that was given to us today. Amen? So with that said, as you are led by the Spirit of God, as we proclaim, Jesus is alive, as we have a revelation, give cheerfully today with your hearts and let us pray. Father, we thank you for your great love for us, sa iyong involvement sa aming buhay, that you would even prepare us, Lord God. We know that whatever comes, we will overcome. As you have instructed us to sow seeds, we will sow, and we know we will have our harvest. As you have instructed us and reminded us to tithe, we will continue to tithe, Lord God. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, sa iyong mayamang biyaya that allows us to tithe, that allows us to sow seeds. And in return, Lord God, we shall have a harvest. We shall overcome whatever come our way. We know you are our provider, and you will always make sure that we have everything in order. This we declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and everybody says, amen and amen. Thank you.